sometimes you have those moments in life where you have a connection with someone, but maybe you're not in the right place or the right frame of mind to act on it, get their number, maybe follow up with them in the moment. So
maybe the person doesn't even know you have the connection.
Yeah. So then you go to your mom's basement and you write out a beautiful, beautiful love poem on Craigslist in the hopes that they will just happily find it, and then you guys will get that connection again.
Most people peruse the misconnection section, don't they?
Yep.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
Going to my neighborhood, J-Town, Stony Brook.
Okay.
B-Dub bartender.
Oh.
That's how it's spelled, B-Dub.
B-Dub?
Yes. Man for woman. I was in a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday night. You were the very lovely lady bartending. Oh. I didn't think it would be a good idea to talk to you, though, T-H-O, because okay. You think it was the beer talking.
Oh.
I drank lots of beer.
Lots of beer.
I like beer. Beer likes me.
Okay.
And then tonight, I had my son with me, so I thought that would be awkward.
Sure.
While you're drinking?
He's 10 and a smart aleck, and I don't need him judging me when I be trying to spit some game.
Yeah.
Also...
Come on, Dad.
He might tell his mom, who doesn't know yet she's going to be my ex-wife.
Oh.
Plot twist.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Even still, I think you picked up on the vibe that I find you attractive.
All right, then.
Maybe you'll come on here and look. Reply to this post. Eh?
Okay. Wow. That just got a little bit.
Yeah. But don't tell my wife.
Yeah, I don't need. I don't need my 10-year-old son judging me on my pickup lines.
Oh, God.
All right. It's Craigslist missed connections. Going to the Metallica concert, record-setting Metallica concert. I was actually there, too.
Right.
Man for woman, Yum Center.
Maybe you were right next to this guy.
Maybe. Hell of a concert last night. I was told by Metallica via text it broke the Yum Center attendance record.
I'm sorry, stop right there. He got a text from Metallica?
I'm not going to question it.
This is awesome.
No surprise there. I was sitting next to you for a while.
Uh-huh.
I had a Metallica Ride the Lightning long sleeve t-shirt, a buzz cut, and a Rock Revival jeans.
Hot.
You were a brunette wearing black and white. You looked younger than me.
How much, though?
We talked for a moment. Sorry if I was too distracted, but it was a Metallica concert in the crowd, and I were going wild. Now, listen, you were with a dude, but I don't know if y'all were together or not. I'm hoping not, because he looked like a tool bag.
Ooh.
I didn't have a lot of time to talk. A-L-L-O-T.
Oh, okay.
And I was drinking way too much.
Sure.
I thought you were very attractive.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of attractive women there.
Okay, so he really doesn't know how to spell that, does he? Yeah, right.
But you were one of the prettiest.
Oh, that's nice.
I promise I'm not typing this to a lot of girls.
How many times are you going to misspell a lot?
Just three.
Oh, wait. Wait. He's sending this to three girls?
First one gets me. Wow. It is the Bachelor Metallica edition.
Oh, my God.
But instead of roses, what Louvillians? I'm going to give you this official Ride the Lightning t-shirt. Congratulations.
Or wait, do you take this beer?
Here, there you go.
You sent this beer.
Oh my gosh. All right. Again, hey, we're all for love. Hopefully these people find one another. It's Craigslist missed connections.